Finally, remember the torture playlist? That's a list of songs the Pentagon has reportedly used in Guantanamo and elsewhere to rattle the nerves of detainees during interrogations. The music is played extremely loud and repeatedly. You could say music as torture. Well, this week, a group of musicians, among them R.E.M., Pearl Jam, and Nine Inch Nails, joined the national campaign to close Guantanamo. They're also upset that music is used as an interrogation tool. On their behalf, the National Security Archive in Washington, a non-governmental group, is filing a Freedom of Information request. The aim is to find out more about how music like this was used by the Pentagon. The Meow Mix jingle, AC/DC, and Britney Spears, all apparently used by the U.S. government during interrogation practices. Thomas Blanton is executive director for the National Security Archive in Washington, D.C. And, Tom, what are you looking for with these FOIA requests? What do you think you could find if the request is granted?
We think the government probably has playlists. We bet there's email. We bet there's memos. We bet there's what they call protocols for interrogation, where they would say, okay, here's the point where you bring in Drowning Pool, or here's the point where you bring in Rage Against the Machine. We know from some of the investigations that some of the folks at Guantanamo and elsewhere were shackled to the floor for hours at a time while music was played at a deafening volume in order to reduce them to what was called a futility state.
A futility state.
That's where you just lose all hope, and the idea of these interrogators was somehow that was going to make the detainee cooperative or give over otherwise information they'd otherwise keep secret. The whole torture question looks more and more, as you read through the documents we already have, like the interrogators somehow understood it wasn't that they were getting great information from these people, but they were at least punishing them.
And if the request is granted, what do the artists want out of this? What's their aim?
You know, I don't know. And I think they fundamentally just want to know what happened. Did our creative expressions turn into a jukebox for torture? I don't know what they want to do ultimately when we get this information released. But I can tell you that from the public's point of view, just knowing what the government did, how it did it, how they treated these detainees, and what they expected to get out of it, just having that record is something that's just really important for any democracy and any hope for the rule of law.
Do you think that President Obama's desire to shut down Guantanamo will make this easier to unearth the documents you're looking for through the Freedom of Information Act?
Should make it easier. Also, what will make it easier is both President Obama and Attorney General Holder have put out new guidelines for the agency saying you can't just withhold documents because it's embarrassing to the government. You got to have a real identified harm to somebody's privacy or to national security to withhold something. You got to show what the harm is. And this kind of behavior is just embarrassing, could even be criminal. So I think it'll be easier because of President Obama's standards to get these documents on the use of music and torture to get them released.
Thomas Blanton, Executive Director for the National Security Archive in Washington. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. If you could tell me now what it means to
Cold by Matchbox 20, one of the many songs reportedly used by the Pentagon during detainee questioning. That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting innovative initiatives that save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.